There were a number of demonstrations in the Milwaukee area this weekend to protest the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police and to stand in solidarity with civil rights marchers around the world. One of the events was a show of love and support for Milwaukee's youth. The Young, Gifted, and Black Rally in Sherman Park celebrated 2020 graduates and Black excellence. WUWM's Mayon Silver spoke with the two teenagers who organized the event for the Urban Underground, Jonathan Rogers and Eric Patrick Lucas III.
17-year-old Lucas and 18-year-old Rogers, a recent high school grad, arrived early at Park Lawn Assembly of God Sunday afternoon, where the march to the Sherman Phoenix would begin. As cars whizzed by on Sherman Boulevard, Rogers explained why he and Lucas have gotten involved in protesting systemic racism and violence by the police.
To be heard, to get our point across. You know, we wanna send a message to everybody, you know, about how police are doing us wrong, how we get it treated wrong, police, non-police, just, you know.
Lucas says it's important for youth to speak up because more often than not, their feelings are cast aside while they're the ones who are affected the most.
So this is just us showing, taking back that power that was taken away from us. And so like, okay, I'm a youth, I'm Black, I'm brown, I'm beautiful, and I'm gifted. I got gifts, I'm beautiful. And you know, I could put something powerful together and show the message that we are not just violent, that we're not thugs,
right,
that we're not, you know what I'm saying, the status quo, we don't follow that. We don't fall under that. We're better than that.
Lucas says it's time for a change.
I was actually the person that got spat on yesterday by a white woman while leading the protest. And that just goes to show the injustices that we go through every day on a day-to-day basis. And I'm only 17 years old.
A Shorewood attorney was arrested for spitting in Lucas's face after she refused to move her car for the protesters. And they approached her, chanting, "I'm Black and I'm proud." Here's how Lucas describes his response.
I had to walk away and be more mature than she was at the time as a 17-year-old and just continue to walk forward. Like, hey, we got to keep this going because we can't let her stop what we got to do. So not only do I feel like I'm putting away my pride and I'm putting, you know what I'm saying, my dignity, I still gotta think about the other narrative that would have been served had I did react to me being assaulted.
Lucas says he wants young leaders to help control the narrative, building on the momentum from more than a week of protests in the Milwaukee area and spurring real change in how society treats people of color.
I'm doing this for my young, I got younger brothers, I got younger siblings, I got siblings that look like me. And by all means, I don't want to have to continue to tell them the same old story, just in different ways with a different name on it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It used to be Rodney King, then it was Trayvon Martin, now it's Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd.
Lucas and Rogers say they're part of a generation that can make a difference. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
I'm Black. I'm brown. I'm Black. I'm brown. I'm Black. I'm brown.